Good evening, dear friend. Tonight is the 19th of June, the year 2011, and we are on the 4 days of the health retreat in Nurshurst Town, England. I try to finish the teaching tonight, and we will put all the question and answer for tomorrow. If we have extra time tonight, we will may answer some question. Otherwise, we will have all the question and answer for the tomorrow morning. This afternoon, we already learned about the mindfulness practice to examine our body through our weight product and skin, face area. Now we continue to the nail and joint. When we have a shower or before we wash our face, once in a while we should check our nail. If a healthy person supposed to have a nail shiny, polished, smooth, and it have a pink color evenly. If anyone have the light pink color or white area in the middle of your fingernail, sometimes it have a
The upper part.
In the middle of your nail, and you see the area is white and it spread out. That means we don't breathe deep enough. The lung don't have enough air. When it become more severe, chronic, the tip of our fingernail, it will bend down, and what? We call that a clubbing finger.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that indicates you have a chronic lung disease. We don't breathe enough, the exchange for oxygen is not enough. And if we have at the bottom, the back of our fingernail, usually when you strum, the heat flow evenly, you don't see the white area appear. You see? Except for the thumb. The weaker your body, the higher it to be. So it changes throughout the day, or from one day to the other. So if you pay attention to that, you will know, okay, how your heat flow. Whenever, okay, it flowing up, okay, you know, okay, you're very weak, all the dampness build up in your body. Whenever, okay, going down, you know, okay, your body, okay, good condition and the heat flow evenly. And if you take a look at the tip of our finger, and the fingernail, it become over pinked, a little bit purple, light purple. That means we have heart disease. The heart, the lung didn't have enough oxygen, the heart had to work more, and it still not cannot supply enough oxygen for the cell. So that's why it become purple. The same thing when we see our face, when we go to the high altitude, the oxygen concentration is too low, and then our skin become light purple or dark purple. And when we are working or we living in a damp condition, too much moisture, and our immune system or our pH is too acidic, you will see we have an inflammation of the border around the fingernail or the toenail. That's considered the fungal infection, usually the Candida albicans. It's very painful. It's inflammation around the border of the nail and the flesh. The other kind of fungal infection that it infects at the bottom or the base of the fingernail or the toenail, usually by the trichophyton. That means another kind of fungus. It's not really painful, but it makes your nail become thicker and become cloudy. It's no longer smooth and polished, shiny. And then the other condition, whenever you see your fingernail, it have some stripe. Sometimes the brown color, sometimes dark color, sometimes dark kind of black, dark brown or black color. It go from the light color, that means your liver had a problem, abnormal or obstruction. When it become brown or dark brown or black, that means the kidney. It have some stripe along the fingernail.
How can you tell the difference between a problem with the kidney and the liver then from the nail? You said
the light color. When it have a light color, yellow, from yellow brown to light brown.
It's that means
the liver.
Oh, the liver.
When it have a dark brown to black, that is the kidney. And then let's see what else for the nail. Yeah. Alright. And then when we examine our skin, if we see it's not very shiny, it's too dry, it have the kind of cracking. I mean, either we have a dehydration, or we have the problem with the lipid transformation. Sometimes we eat too much, but the oil or the lipid we eat is no good. So it gets stuck in our bloodstream. It not get to the production of the cell membrane. Or sometimes we have a hot shower too often. Or maybe during the winter, we wear too much clothes. In that case, you can either change the sample. You may use less hot shower. And we may apply, try minimize use the lotion. Right. We can use, you know, the aloe vera. That's good. Or we can use, in case you have a severe topical skin condition, I recommend use the sesame oil. Yeah. Especially when you have very severe condition like psoriasis, eczema, in your heel, you have a cracking during the winter. Don't use the knife or something to cut or to slide that. Use the stone. To drop it, and then after that you apply the sesame oil. Especially for diabetic patient, be careful with that. And then for the joints, when we had a problem with that, we already talking about whenever we move and we feel painful, not only the joint, but the muscle and the tendon. Three of them contribute and hand in hand. we need to exercise more and increase the thought and the duration day after day, and make sure we have to change our diet. Whoever have high consumption for sugar, caffeine, any zinc product, it's too much damage in your body. It will make destroy, inflame, expand. So now we have to minimize you on that product. Exercise more and massage on that area more. It have some other condition related to the joy. That means they know the gout attack. When people have they eat too much meat, or even though people eat too much tofu incorrectly, still have that condition. Or sometimes when you eat some spinach, tomato without remove the peel, yeah, it can contribute to that problem too.
So you have to eat tomato?
The skin.
Oh.
Yeah, because the skin of tomato, it has a lot of oxalate. It can crystallize, it contributes to the severity of condition of uric acid.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that is very painful, mm-hmm. very painful. So when you have that problem, not only to eliminate all the zinc product, caffeine, sugar, meat, you have to soak the feet on the area have the gout attack into the bicarbonate solution, and give what we call the black cherry concentrate. It have a capacity to penetrate and dissolve the crystal like sediment in the tissue. And let's see what else we have. Fish, eye, mouth, lip, body. Yeah, now we finish the mechanism why female have a higher possibility of getting cancer, and it's harder for the treatment. Because if we eat if we live in the environment with too much pollution, too many toxins, equally between men and women. But men, in case we get the material toxin, that means the visible, the material, men have a less adipose tissue, and men have an exercise more. So whatever deposit in the muscle, when exercise, it will slide out and it will eliminate easier, faster. On the other hand, women have a more fat tissue. In the fat tissue, unless when we do the fasting for the body to burn out that one, otherwise we get no way to burn the fat tissue. And when we exercise, it cannot do anything with the fat tissue. The muscle tissue can be stronger, can be harder, but the fat tissue not help much. And it will slide from one place to the other place. So all the material gets stuck in there, cannot get out. So that is the issue with the toxin, the material. It's still easier for treatment, but the most important is the psychosis issue, the invisible, the blockage of the energy. Usually, men, when they upset, when they get angry, they explode right away, right? they let it out. They don't keep it inside. But women usually have a tendency of not really explore it, but it kind of underlie and prolong. And sometimes you try to cover up. And that's what we call the internal formation knot. It will tie up all of the energy channel, the blood vessel, and all the meridian. So when that happens, for example, the central nervous system, the thyroid, the milk gland, the breast gland, the uterus, all that is very sensitive to the central nervous system. So when you get stressed, when you got in that condition, you tie up all that channel and it becomes imbalanced. And if we learn how to live mindfully, recognize and let go every day, it will clear up. But because we didn't do that, so it gets stuck more and more. The knot become tighter and bigger.
The ovaries. What becomes bigger?
The knot.
Oh, the knot. Yeah.
Yeah. But it's just the energy at the beginning. It's just the blockage that the energy, the invisible.
Mm-hmm.
But because it gets into the meridian, the flow of the energy, the heat.
Yeah, okay.
And then it's in the middle of the muscle. But women have less muscle than adipose tissue.
Mm.
You see? So, and then the blockage, now it blocks the flow of energy. Now the heat becomes stuck. Even though the key is invisible, but it kind of more material than the energy from our psychosis, right? And then when the key be compressed to certain pressure, what it become?
Something.
The liquid, right? The same thing in here. When we are under stress and the knot become bigger and it block the flow of the energy, it will build up, especially in the adipose tissue area. At first, that's why when we do the mammogram or when you do the shower, you use a finger to palpate. If we sensitive enough, we will find out some tiny bubble the size around the moon beam. If you're not sensitive, okay, the sign about the red bean or the kidney bean. Sometimes the CT scan can discover that, but most of the time not. Because why? Because that's just the blockage of the heat, the flow of energy. And now because under pressure, it becomes liquidated. And that liquid, the same energy level, the same frequency, exactly the same environment with our body. So the CT scan consider, especially in the breast area, it's exactly the same, the milk gland.
What was that like?
The milk gland. When the milk production, it have 100,000 gland to product to produce milk. So the liquid in there is exactly the same size of the milk production process. So the CT scan not discover that, and our immune system still cannot discover that. You see, no different. The other material is from outside, so our immune system recognize that it's a foreigner. Different frequency, different energy level, different structure, but here everything almost the same.
I haven't quite understood that. You said in the milk glands, you're talking of the key, and that gets blocked in the breast tissue because it's fatty.
In everywhere, but yeah, most of the time in the breast area, or in the uterus, in the fat tissue area.
Yeah.
But because it's very difficult to recognize in the breast area, because in the breast it have a many tiny pores.
Yeah.
And the gland to produce milk.
Yeah.
So the body will identify that at the milk production process.
Yeah. Oh, I see. What you
say.
I see.
So the immune system cannot detect that, cannot find it, because it's the same frequency, the same energy level, almost the same process of milk production.
Yeah.
So, and then the stress building up, the pressure building up, and the size of that bean become bigger. When it become bigger than the normal size, now the radar from our central nervous system detect it. When it detect it, it send the message to our immune system. Right, the immune system now send the soldier to that area to solve the problem. So the first time it just the liquid build up. Now the macrophage, the natural killer on kind of the cell from the immune system come. But when they come, what they can find? Nothing, because it has no material, no cell around there. It's just the liquid. And the same atmosphere, the same energy level, everything is the same as our friend, our people, not the enemy. They can do nothing. So they have to stay around that area. Right? And now that consider the bubble on the tiny tumor become half of liquid, half of solid. Now the radar here will detect and send out a message again, a little bit more angry, madder. I give out the order for you to come to get rid of this one. It's not only better, now it works. When the order come out, the military had to send more soldiers too, right? But the second troop come, what they can find. Before the first one come, they see nothing. But the second troop come, they will see what? All the, our friend, our own brother, right? Because the same natural killer, the same macrophage, the same thing. But now exactly, you are the same with me. We are the same army before. Now they get stuck. More and more cells come. You see? And then when it comes and the number locked enough, it totally blocked. It shut down because it invades. So it now it kind of isolate by its own. And it grown by itself.
They become the
bigger and bigger, and then
the abnormal cells. Then they become.
And then that same cycle. This one will detect the radar will detect now the tumor size bigger, and the condensity is more condensed. They will matter. They send out more order. The immune system has to work harder. Send more troop up here. But now because one more people come to resolve the problem, and then by itself it already isolate at independent area. So the cycle become worse and worse, and the tumor size become bigger, more condensed, and more abnormal. Because our cell synthesis, it have a certain cycle, the period of time, and it have a certain number. If over that, okay, be shut down. In our body, always have two systems to balance itself. But now, all of a sudden, okay, they need too much. The immune system has to calm all the cells. But when it don't have enough, they have to produce faster. Material don't have enough. Time doesn't have enough. So what happens? Defect. The product become defect.
Yeah.
So the cell, the more cell come later, outside become 30% to 40% abnormal. But 70% still the same chromosome, the same DNA, the same structure with the regular cell. You see? So and then it obstruct and it isolate that area at the independent and it just keep growing like that. At the same time, the surrounding cell be suppressed like 100 string we put, right? Actually, at the beginning, it have the suppression for two. But because the tumor not too big and depend on where it locate. If it locate in the area not really oppressed or interfere with the other internal organ, we may not pay attention because it not affect to other organ.
Mm-hmm.
But certain area, it relate to the internal organ. And then when the tumor size too big, it interfere with the other mm-hmm. organ activity.
Mm-hmm.
Now we start to find out the signs, symptoms and complain.
Mm-hmm.
But actually it's not overnight. That process for a long time, mm-hmm. a few months, a few years.
Yes.
And then all of a sudden, you have a sign, symptom and you see the tumor, or maybe not. But when you come to the doctor, you complain. The doctor exam, see it, take the X-ray or the CT scan, MRI, find out it clear. It's simple. Everyone, you have the pain right there, and that is the tumor right there. So easy, just cut it, throw it out.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Even though most of them, they will cut bigger than the size of the tumor. But how can we calculate the suppressed, the offensive force?
Yeah.
So by the time when we put the knife in to remove the tumor, 100 cells surrounding, now it have an empty space.
Yeah.
And it almost get mad because it suppressed for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Now boom,
mm-hmm.
it goes everywhere, depend on the affinity, depend on the oppressive force. It will suppress. At that moment, it metastasize already, not waiting for after 3 months or 6 months. You see? So after 3 months or 6 months, instead of only at the beginning, it only one knot. See? But after we remove that tumor, after 3 months, 6 months, we see 10, 20, or even 100, depend on how fast, depend on the area, and depend on the suppression for and suppress that. So, and then that process return, going back right away. That cell get mad, we have affinity to go, and then it will lie, attract a lie. It will collect all the best cell around, come back to that site, and it build up its own site again. And that cycle repeat. You see, so that is the mistake of the diagnosis when we didn't see the whole process building up. And the other problem, you see the immune system over that period of time, it had to work over time tirelessly to produce new cells and to fight back are still matching the order from the central nervous system. So it's already exhausted, overworked. Now we use chemotherapy and radiation. We throw the whole bunch of toxin into our body. So it overwhelmed. That means the patient going downhill. And the other issue for caregiver and the patient, because we not exercise, we don't know how to breathe correctly. That's why the oxygen saturation become low. The flow of the blood be blocked by the knot. The immune system cannot invade deeply in the area. And now when the patient got sick, the condition going worse and they don't want to move anymore. They less exercise, less exposed to the nature, stay indoors so the condition become worse and worse. That is favorable for the cancer cell than the normal cell. You see? So that's why if we don't understand the mechanism, we have no way to help the cancer or the chronic patient. And also, we have a really far concept. When we see our relative or our friend in that condition, so weak, we want to give them more nutrition. And what we give? Meat, fish, meal, all that the good thing, we consider good stuff. But actually, first, whatever we give, a negative, too much zinc, no good for the patient in the weak condition. Secondly, the cancer, the tumor cell, is stronger. It have a higher affinity to yield material because it produce faster than the normal cell. So all the material we provide for our body, now they take it on to produce the cancer cell, so the cancer cell and the tumor grow, but not the normal cell. See, that's why when we treat for the cancer at first, we need to let our body starve. Don't give any solid food. So the cancer cell will die first. Because if the abnormal, it's only 70% normal and 30% abnormal. So
could you say that again? 70%?
Maximum 30% abnormal and 70%, I mean the structure is still the same with our normal cell. That's why it's difficult for treatment cancer, because when we destroy the cancer cell, that means we destroy our normal cell.
Yeah.
That's why it's very difficult to target for the treatment for cancer, because it's almost the same structure. It's just because it produced too fast, so it's a little bit abnormal defect. It looks like we had a product defect. We can yield, but it's not last long and it's not perfect. The same thing with ourselves, because it has to matching the order to fire back from the central nervous system. So the immune system has to produce and produce faster and to satisfy the order for the radar from the central nervous system. So if we let the body starve for a few weeks, the cancer cell will going to die.
So you give just
majority of that. And the normal cell will have a stronger ability to adapt and to recover, because it have an opportunity to rest. And then after a few weeks of resting, now the body will need the energy, the protein. The body will go where to find out the nutrition if we not provide outside. it go inside because all
yes.
this one is me. You take it from me, now I take it back.
Yeah.
The same energy level, the same thing, now I just take it back and I just prepare that. It's just the effect, now I just recycle because everything the same. And then it slowly it kill up on the tumor cell, the abnormal cell, and the tumor gone. And it reset, look like our computer. When we at the same time we open too many programs, it slow down until a certain time, okay, it gets stuck, it's frozen. And if we download too many software, too many programs, it have too many virus, even though we try to delete, but it still have somewhere stuck in somewhere. Once in a while, we have to run a backup to clean up everything and to reset it. During the time of resting, our body will reset its program. So that's why treatment for cancer, we have to be patient and we have to understand the procedure. Otherwise, we just make it worse. The burden for the immune system, and we just provide the nutrition for the cancer cell only, not the normal cell. And the patient had to exercise or had to use anything have a high concentration of oxygen. Yeah, otherwise it's just favorable for the tumor cell only. So that's why usually women have a more cancer and more difficult to treat than men. When we know that, exercise, massage our body regularly, but the most important, meditate, let go. That is the only way to open or to retie the knot, to let all the channel, the energy flow evenly. And by exercise and massage, we will let the flow evenly and deeper. All right, that is the second thing. Now, we talked about the diagnosis already. Now we talk to prevention and treatment. At night time, when you go to bed on time, and we wake up in the morning, and I already told you, we should practice let go and prepare for let go everything. Let go our body. Let go the worryness, the anxiety. Let go the planning. Let go all our project and prepare for dying every night when we lay down on our bed. If we can let go, if we can prepare for dying, we will prepare for living. You see, if our body, the old cell, not die, we cannot have a new cell and we cannot grow. Right? So that's why we have to accept that and we have to prepare that. If we prepare that good, we will have a new life good. If we not prepare for dying, we cannot prepare for living. So that's what we should do at the night before. And early in the morning, the first thought arise in your mind when you wake up is reading, open our eyes, we smile, we had a new, brand new 24 hour, and we wish for everyone had the blessful, the joyful, the happiness day. And after that, we start to still lying down there, rub our hands, our palms together. And you see, when we rub our palms together, we already send the message to the internal organ. Liver, heart, lung, kidney and all the intestine get ready, right? We still lay down there, but because during the time of the midnight, it totally relaxed completely. Now before we start the work, we have to send a message to them. After we send the message to the internal organ, the blood, the heart will beat faster, the lung will breathe faster, the blood will flow faster. And now we start to rub to the tent, the tip of the finger. So all of the tip of the finger will be all of our sinus. You see? That will be on our sinus. And you know the nose and all the sinus belong along that to the cheek, to the ear area, to the frontal lobe, to the throat area, all that connect to each other. And this is the first station to receive the new air for a new day. And this is also the station for all of the air conditioner in here. So before it needs to work, we still have to send a message to that by stimulate the tip of 10 finger. So by rubbing our palm, rubbing our tip of the finger, we warm it up. That means we already send a message through all the internal organ and all the sinus to get ready to work. Now we start to rub our face. When we rub our face along a nose to the forehead, to our cheek, to our chin, see, three times, and rub our hand, your palm together again. Rub our nose, forehead, cheek, chin. When you're doing that, about 5 minutes, you will see internally and externally get ready. Because not only the blood flow faster, the heart beats faster, the lung can breathe faster, so it will adapt from the resting state to the working state. That is internally. And externally, we already massage and rub our face. So all this area now, the heat from the blood and all the circulation, it bring the heat to this area. And the moisture in our lung go up here to get ready to neutralize the new air. Because we sleep in the sleeping room, when we get up, we remove the blanket, the ray different. Especially when we step out of the sleeping room, the bedroom, the atmosphere will different. Normally, more important during the fall or during the winter, the temperature is totally different. So if we not prepare for that, when we sit up or when we step out of the room, the cold air from outside will hit. And if did not prepare here, we will have the mucus secretion to protect itself. So that's called the allergy and the chain reaction. If you hit the cold air, the dirty air, the bad smell, whatever, but if not prepare for that, the first thing our body does is secrete the mucus layer to block that thing to penetrate into our body. So when it secretes the mucus, and if you not isolate or you not get away to that environment, the stimulant continues to get in, the body continues to secrete more, and the chain reaction continue for an hour or half an hour at least. You see? So that's why we need to prepare our body before we remove the blanket, before we sit up, before we step out of our bedroom. Rub our palm, together, the tip of finger, rub our face. And then after we finish that, about 5 minutes, not only locally be stimulated and be warm up. That? Not yet, right?
Stop. Yeah, but I think it's...
So when we rub our palm together and massage our face, our nose, and the forehead area, it not only to help the local sign up and prepare for the air conditioning working condition perfectly, but we already learned about the system on our face, the internal organ reflection. So not only when we rub our hand, it stimulates the internal organ. Now when we rub our face, now it works directly on the central nervous system, that means on the headquarter, to correct whatever imbalance and start for the new day. Correct it. And also, when we rub our face, it will correct whatever obstruction in extremity or in the muscle skeletal system. And then when we massage our nose, we put from the base to the top, and you see this is represent for our trunk, and here is the energy complex. All our energy stay here. Now if we rub our nose, that means we put the energy from the energy complex along the spinal cord to its head. So it will nourish our central nervous system and make our brain cell more alert, more awake, more energy. You see? So put up, and then when we spread out the eyebrow, the forehead, that means we spread out the energy to the extremity, to our arm. When we rub our cheek and our chin, that means we send out the energy to our thigh, knee, and our feet. So second reflective system on our face is not only to help the local sign up the condition for matching the lung condition, but it also help for the intestinal all of the internal organ and extremity, muscle and skeleton system. And after we doing that, about 10 minutes, 5 minutes before and now 5 minutes, all the whole body inside and outside now perfectly flow evenly and balancedly. We done that enough. If we can do that oftenly, we will see totally different. And then also the skin, the muscle on our face will be relaxed. And when it's relaxed, you know, we already learned about the technique of meditation and chewing slowly and carefully, what it helps make our cell become reproduce faster, become younger, become more refreshed. So if you're doing that, you will become younger and healthier. You don't need to go to the beauty shop. You don't need to have a makeup. You don't need to go to the doctor for medicine. And then after we stand up, we can go to the next. The next one, the next system, from forehead, go to the back, Now we stimulate the third system, and also to have to stimulate our central nervous system and the headquarters to relieve any blockage. That's about enough for the normal weather. During the spring, the summer, or the fall. Sometimes during the cold weather, you need to go further, especially windy and damp. We need to rub our ear. And as you see here, our ear, it look like what? It look like the placenta and the baby laying here. This is the head. This is the trunk. This is the buttock. This is the feet. Circle in here. Exactly like the baby in the fetus, right, in the placenta. So, all of the chronic disease, all the severe condition, we should stimulate our ear. And you see, it stay in the middle ear, not the outer ear, because our body really small. That is after a million years of evolution. It knows how to protect the internal organ, the body. So when we have a chronic disease, when we have a severe condition, or during the cold weather, we should rub our ear to stimulate, because all of the main organ from the fetus will start from here. So this is the most central headquarter. Also, outside, it have the button for the remote control for the heat in our body. That's why whenever you pop,
yeah,
you massage your outer ear, you feel hot.
Oh, right.
You see, especially because someone try to make you angry. They just
yeah,
try to take your ear, and okay, they just pin it. Because they stimulate, they hit right in the remote control of the heat sensor. So we take advantage of that. Actually, that because of somebody, some people don't know that. But that is the remote control for the heat center in our body. So especially during the cold weather or the windy, we should rub our outer ear to heat up our body. And actually it has another mechanism, because the ear, it look like another organ in our body. Kidney.
Oh, the kidney.
Oh, yeah.
You see? The kidney.
Yeah.
And the kidney responsible for the heat. You see? The kidney responsible for the heat, and during the winter, it is the decision of the kidney to preserve the energy for the body, to withdraw and to reserve, maintain the energy for the body. So that's why when we stimulate, when we rub, we hold our ear, that means we stimulate the energy and the heat from the kidney, and it makes it warmer, stronger. During the winter, I don't need to cover my head, but I just keep my ear warm, stimulate that. That's enough, because it needs to breathe. The top of our head needs to have the fresh air, and it needs to open so it can liberate.
But so when you
the same time when we do that, it follow the principle of the water all the way flow to the lowest point, the lowest hole. Yeah. So when we rub our ear or when we stimulate any point on our body, it will go to wherever our body needs. So that is the four reflective system, and we can stimulate depend on the area. If we have a headache or so stressful blockage of the neck, we stimulate the area below here. If we have the pain along the spinal cord, we go along the middle line between the inner, the middle, and the outer ear. And if we have intestinal problem, we go inside this area. If we have any lower back pain, we use this area. If we have the urinary tract infection or any the reproductive system problem, we go in this area.
Couldn't we sort of give them a general good rub all over and cover all eventualities? We just systematically start from the inside and work outside.
Actually, at the prevention or at the treatment, we do the same thing, because when it blocks in our body, it will become painful at certain point. And when we massage to relieve the blockage, it automatically rebalance. And because we stimulate at the headquarters, so it saves time and saves energy for our body. Instead of the only when we had a problem with the intersection of the big complicate meridian we use on our body, or when we have the disease relate most to muscle or skeleton system, we use the body point. But the rest, at least 70% of the unit relate to the central nervous system. That's why if we make correct diagnosis, if we take advantage on the headquarters, we stimulate our face, our head, and our ear. It responds faster. The result come out faster. All right, so that we do during the daytime. Early in the morning, rub our palm together, our tip of finger together, our face, forehead, the top of the head, and during the cold weather, okay, we rub our ear. We can do that 10 minutes, 15 minutes perfectly. And not only early in the morning, in the middle of the day, if we feel so tired, so stressful, we can repeat that second time. The more you practice, the more benefit you will see right away. Because when our face skin be brighter, the pore will be clearer, all the obstruction on the knot will be clear, automatically we will see the internal of you will release right away. And then also when the facial muscle be relaxed, we will feel really, really relaxed. Instead of we have to smile all day long, now okay, once in a while we just rub our face and our cheek, and it will relieve the stressful. And then at night, after 10, 12 hours working, moving on the stress of our body, 50 kilograms too heavy, and all the toxin, okay, be poured out by the earth gravity, it will settle down along our calf and our feet. Now, at bedtime, before we go to sleep, please massage our feet. Take good care of that. It will release all the stress and all the toxin now. You see, so we rub from the top to the bottom. Especially you will see again our body very smart. It tries to protect the important organ. You see at the bottom of our feet, it have a reflective organ internally, and the same thing on the tip of our toe. That is the synapse and the brain. So when we massage the bottom of our feet, it not only to help to relieve the pressure and the blockage internally in all the organ, it also help to clear the blockage of the bottom of the final point of the main meridian. Because we have 12 main meridian, 6 of them and at the bottom of our feet and our toe. So when we massage the bottom, and then 5 minutes later, and we continue to massage the heel, and especially the inside. You see the inside. This is the spinal cord. So we put from the back to the front. We will put energy complex stay right here. So we massage around the ankle, and we put it upward. This is the point for our liver conjunction. This is the point for our kidney and the energy complex junction. So it's very important this point. Most of the disease we can stimulate this point, it will relate. That's why you see in the old time, the Buddha and the Sangha, they work on the bare feet 3 hours a day. Automatically, they have the nature massage for that. And the head let open so the energy can flow up, contact with the higher energy level. Now we have a too comfortable lifestyle and we get more sickness. Because we don't get contact to the nature. And then also, after we rub and we stimulate on this area, we may stimulate the liver point and the outer a little bit. In case we have any kidney problem, kidney stone or lower back pain, we will rub the outer ankle. And especially if we have a migraine or terrible headache or too much toxin in our body, we can soak our feet in the hot water with the Epsom salt or with the sea salt. 15 minutes before bedtime, it's really helpful, especially for a diabetic patient. We need to take good care for our feet because it's very easy to get infection. And for diabetic patient, just a little scut around the toenail, it get infection right away because the immune system weaker, because the nutrition higher, the bacteria come and see on the sugar right away, so plenty of food there, so it love and it develop really quick.
Did you say soak the feet in Epsom salts or salt?
Table salt, yeah, the sodium chloride.
You
the feet 10 or 15 minutes.
How in which way are you?
For the feet?
Yes.
Yeah, we go from here first and then the bottom,
yeah.
And then we massage every single one.
Okay.
Yeah, for the hand, the same thing. If we can drop like that, and if we have more time, especially for the elderly or people have arthritis,
yeah.
When we have chronic disease, not only we rub, and then now we use our index finger and the thumb, okay, to press on both sides
okay.
of our nail,
mm-hmm.
and press and shaking to the right and to the left about 2, 3, 5 times. Each finger, and we rotate counterclockwise and clockwise and counterclockwise. Each one about 2 or 3 minutes. Yeah, minimum a minute. It will help because this is the top of the meridian. This is the start of the meridian. This is the end of the meridian. So when we stimulate the tip of that means okay, we already send the message to clear up the energy channel on the meridian. So the same thing for our toe. We just breath and we just circulate it clockwise and counterclockwise. And you must say, five minutes each one. And that will have a very good sleep, very relief. And all the poor night clear. So by the time when we relax, the energy will suck out
yeah.
all the toxin under the bad air. And after a few hours of cleansing, okay, now the new energy will absorb through that and it go up and go up. Alright, so that is for the massage technique. This one next time.
Next time, yes.
That will be us next time you come back to see us.
We're good.
We're getting younger.
Alright, this is something we should do.
What's wrong with swimming?
We try to use as much as natural product as possible, use the whole food, and check our urine pH at least 2 or 3 times a year. It's easy. By checking our urine pH, we know how our blood pH, so we can adjust it. And then we do fasting or cleansing our body at least 1 per year. And the organ, we have 2 main organ in our body usually accumulate on the toxin, that is the liver and the kidney. When we do the liver cleansing, we should do the fasting first to clean up our GI tract. And when we do the liver cleansing, at the same time we do gallbladder. Every 3 months we can do one time. It takes only about 2 to 3 days maximum for the liver cleansing. And the kidney cleansing is easy. You can use the potley, the one we eat for the
porridge.
Yeah, the potley. We just take the whole bun like that. Okay, and we put in the cooking spot, we put about 1 or 1.5 liter of water. Boil it up for about 10 minutes and drain out, filter the water and drink it. On the kidney stone, any bad stuff in the kidney will be washed out. We can do that every 3 months, once in a while. It helps not only to extract the chlorophyll, vitamin A, vitamin E, mineral in that, but it also helps to clean the kidney.
So you drink just the water?
Yeah, just the water.
But you can't boil up the porridge without it going thick?
Which one?
Not if you boil 1.5 liters.
What, a small amount of the... I don't get
about the bun, the same size like when we had in
a pot.
We take the whole bun like that.
Yeah.
We put in the spot and we put in about 1.5 liter of water. We cook for about 10 minutes to 15 minutes maximum, and then we drain out. We filter the water.
It should be very small amount. In a little and a half, it's not going to.
Or we can eat like the salad, that one, but not many people can eat that much, you know. I prefer it fresh. So that is for cleansing the organ and the body. We need to exercise at least 30 minutes to 40 minutes a day. We can practice 20 minutes in the morning and 20 minutes in the evening. Learn how to breathe deeply, meditate, relax, massage our body as we just learned. And I'm not sure the water here, how they purify our water, how they sterilize. Most of the water in America and in Europe, in France, I found out too much toxin.
We have a lot of nitrogen in Sussex.
So that's why we better have a filter, and we should boil it. So let on the gas evaporate. In the old time, I used to boil it up and then just let it cool down and use the cotton to filter it. And that is safe. Because even though the bottled water, we don't know what kind of the water they use. Sometimes even though that is the water from the stream with a lot of mineral, but because the procedure for packing, it have too bad, a lot of bad gas really in that. So if we want to drink that bottled water, I still have to open it and let it out at least overnight. Nearby the window, or I pour it out in the pot, let it overnight so it evaporate. And the energy in the nature can penetrate to help to suck out all the bad air in that. And especially a lot of people nowadays love to have a spa, the hot stuff, the steaming room, or swimming pool. That is no good.
No good,
okay, and just that you know good, but you can explain that because you already learned. It's very simple, but most of us we trick, look like drinking a lot of water. They explain, but it's no help. Think about that. Normally, all the out, the pool, it's tight. But when we have a shower, especially when we are in the warm temperature or hot temperature, it dilates down. And when we use the hot water or the steaming room or the hot stuff, that means the high temperature and the gas coming out more. It evaporates. And now we re-breathe it, and it re-penetrates into the open door. The 100,000, a trillion, million door now open. So it penetrates back faster and deeper. At the first 10-15 minutes, we feel great because it relieves the stress. But because it's still warm, the channel still open. And then where the air comes, it cannot blow out. So it goes back to our body. Especially when you are swimming, all our channel open, the body temperature rise up, and the temperature outside cooler, so it penetrate. That's why you have arthritis, you have a common cold, you have all kind of the problem. But we don't know because after we have a shower, after we have swimming session, we feel good. And we don't know after that, we have a revert effect.
But how is that different though to a really hot day when all your pores open? If you're really hot and the skin, the pores in the skin open to cool you down because it's really hot.
Right, but when your body open naturally, for example, when you are in the nature, in the air, during the summer, time it's hot, so your body automatically sweat out, and it open the channel so it can release the extra heat.
Yeah.
And after that, okay, it's closed out.
Yeah.
So it protects itself. And then the temperature outside, it may be the same temperature or maybe hotter. So the heat coming out, and if it penetrates, okay, the temperature still may be the same. It's not much different. But when you swimming, the water temperature on the way lower than your body temperature.
Yeah.
So when your body temperature higher on the pore open, and the water will penetrate back.
Oh, I see.
You see? Or when you are in hot stuff, or in the steaming room, or in the spa, the temperature outside is higher, but because it have the moisture in there, and it have the gas, toxic gas in there, it release more. After it open all of that channel, now it can re-penetrate. So at first you feel really good, but after that you feel tired. You have the right skin condition, you have all kind of other disease, and you don't know where it comes from. Because we always have illusion that spa, swimming is good. That's why this morning I show you how to do the swimming in the air instead of swimming in the water.
So no fun, we might as well join a monastery, guys.
No, think about that, and you can try.
But
and
not
you,
even
you,
swimming in the sea.
No, if you're swimming, but you after you're swimming, okay, you should, for example, you rather than find out the natural shore, don't swimming in the swimming pool, because they use a lot of the chemical for the sterilization.
Yeah.
And secondly, okay, after you get out of the water, make sure okay, you wrap up and okay, you dry away.
If you swim in a sea or
In
a natural.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because we not worry much about the different temperature, but we worry about the toxic gas. It re-penetrate.
Because they are
actually more than trillion pore. More than trillion. So it's about 100 times more than when you breathe the toxic gas. Because when you breathe the toxic gas, okay, only two open channel and it have the filter. Here, a trillion pore open. It penetrates really fast. So be careful with that.
No, I work as a swimming teacher in the past.
And then the other thing, nowadays we have a tendency to wear more the polyester than cotton. And we use the dry cleaner and the dry machine. That suck out all the good energy and it left the bad ion. So when we wear out that one, okay, it extract or suck out all our energy. Instead that, if we use the cotton, and if we dry by the sunlight, we absorb the energy from the universe. And when we wear that, okay, our body will absorb that, neutralize the bad there. Now we do the opposite. So the more convenient, okay, the more problem.
But there's so many different polyesters now. It's so scientific materials and fabrics. Polyesters that look like silk. Are you saying it's okay to wear them as long as you don't put them in a dryer, a tumble dryer?
Yeah, actually, if you don't, it have a convenience because it dries faster. But again, because it have a static, the cotton it didn't have that. Okay, but the polyester or the silk it have a static. So, especially when you use the synthesis, the polyester or the silk, if you use that from the natural source, okay, it have a less static. But if you use the polyester product, it have a more static, and it will draw out your energy more. And wireless device, the electronic device, we already know that. That's why I use the 15-minute bell mindfulness belt.
So you move away.
Close my eye, three breath, only 10 seconds. Mm. But it helps to shut down, to cut the connected energy and the field. When I shut down that, okay, at least I can minimize the effect of the computer or the electronic field from the universe. Not be done. Smoking, drinking tap water, consume the processed food, fast food, microwave, MSG, artificial sweetener, drinking soft drink, beverage, hydrogenated oil, margarine, homogenized pasteurized dairy product, high fructose corn syrup, fluoride toothpaste, sunblock, and deodorant.
Sunblocks. What are you
going to
do
without
sunblock?
Don't go in the sun.
Yeah, because most of the North American and the Eastern, the Western, okay, use the sunblock when you go to the beach.
Yeah, when we go to the Far East, when we go to Vietnam, we use the sunblock.
No, that, you know why? Because that's why, okay, the Westerner get skin cancer more than the Easterner. The Easterner don't use the sunblock.
No, they don't use
it. Because this is the one to stimulate the cancer, not the UV light.
But now that there is all this problem with
the... Right, but if
you...
Going
around with the umbrella...
You're saying the sunblock stimulate the cancer because they're full
of
chemicals.
Yeah, because the chemical in there.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The same thing with the deodorant and the air freshener.
Yeah.
You go to the toilet, you use the air freshener, you think it smells good?
No.
But actually it's not. Because that is just trying to kill your sense nerve. The bug, right? It just look like the what we call the local anesthetic.
Yeah.
It just kill the bug, so we cannot smell far away.
Mm.
So that is just a trick.
Yeah.
You see, the same with the deodorant and the sunblock.
Mm.
Ah, that chemical is a toxic chemical.
Mm.
So if we apply and then it penetrate and it remain in there and it is the one to cause cancer, not the UV light. Think about that, the UV light we expose, why the same UV light in that area. But people don't use that, they don't get cancer. But the people, the more you use, the more cancer probability you can get. And if
it's
you want
hot,
to, if
the sun is too strong, and maybe you are walking because sometimes now it changes the climate.
It have a many different way, but because you use that in naturally, and the pharmaceutical industry doesn't want people to spread out that aloe vera, the coconut oil, the sesame oil, pie. The pie oil,
of the pie.
Yeah, when they
palm
cook,
palm.
Yeah, the pie, the no, the pie, the pie seed, the, you see that the pie it have the sap, right? They use that one, they cook with the coconut. It make a very good paste. In that one, it not only to protect the burning from the sunblock, when they have a first, second, or even a third degree burn. Apply that one, no scar.
How do you spell that?
The pie?
Yeah.
The sap from the pie tree.
Pine tree.
Pine
from the pie tree.
Oh.
Yeah, from the pie tree. It's
sap
just the sap,
the
but
tree.
You see, it's very sticky.
Yes.
We cook that with the coconut oil.
Yes.
And after it dissolve everything, and we use the machine to steer it up, and we have the water slowly in, and it become kind of the path like the cream.
Yes.
Yeah, like look like okay. We do for the baking.
Yeah.
Uh-huh, we do the creaming.
Yeah.
We take that one. We apply.
And that one is protecting the skin from.
From the UV for the burning. Even though when people had the burning very severe. Like hot water or like in fire, deep to the tissue level. I apply that one. It's healing really fast. no infection and no scar. That is the first time when I went to America. I really want to produce some product like that, but I find out okay, no way to get in the pharmaceutical industry without that product.
So also this coconut
or aloe vera. Aloe vera you have everywhere in the tropical area.
Yes.
Yeah. You just slide it and you rub on your skin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It protects for a few hours at least.
But I thought we were told not to apply raw aloe vera gel to the skin.
Why not?
Because it was in some sort of lecture on that. I specifically.
No, actually only about 0.5% people when their body already messed up, they may have allergy a little bit itching.
Yeah.
But the rest, no. When you have a burning, okay, you apply on that, you feel cooling, and if you know, okay, nowadays they have many different applications for aloe vera, only internally, externally.
So
no.
So you'd use the raw aloe vera gel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can just cut the leaf and slide and rub it on your skin. Are you... if you want to prolong the effect and better for healing, just use some sesame oil. Yeah. All right, you see that? This one I already talked again.
Start the whole thing again.
Definitely, whatever right unnaturally, okay, we try to stay away from that. And drinking or eating any canned butter product, because it's not only it's no bio. As you see the cream and with it put out there, bio, but it's not bio. That is a toxic product. With lot product and any medication, try to minimize it as much as possible, so you will save your life. All right, so we may end tonight. Tomorrow we'll go to a little bit more specific for most of the common vegetable, legume, and fruit we can eat, so it can support in all our organ system. We can alternate that at the medicinal product for treatment our condition, and then we will finish the question and answer session tomorrow. All right, thank you very much. We take a few minutes break and then we will resume at 9:30 for seating, huh?
Excuse me, why is fish on there?
Oh,
you've got fish.
Did they say unnatural rice? Not the natural.
Now there is the ether production, also fish.
You don't know because now they rise, they even though the seaweed.
Yeah.
Okay, the seaweed, okay, now, okay, they try to block certain areas.
Oh, yeah, fish farming.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, I see.
So they use a lot of chemical.
Yeah.
They use a lot of chemical in that.
Like farming salmon is big business, isn't it?
Uh-huh.
The salmon, that's an expensive fish, isn't it?
Yeah. Everything now. Everything.